Welcome back to the Kill Dead Podcast. I'm your host, Gray. Tonight I'm joined by my internet co-host. We have Devin. We have Ash. Happy Pride, y'all.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Devin, would you care to share your misadventures?
That sounds so sexual. but now this weekend was the LA Pride.
Okay. Production value just went up.
Right. I'm new to Southern California, so I think this is like the second LA Pride or like the third LA Pride, which is surprising. But anyway, I did not go to the actual Pride event because I was not going to spend the $170 to see Mariah Carey. So my partner and I got a hotel. We stayed at the Hotel Ziggy. Not a plug, but I highly recommend Hotel Ziggy. It's like a cool, like a musical, almost like a hard rock cafe vibe, but updated and modern and much more eclectic with the musical choices.
So you were in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
My sister lives out there now. That's the only reason why I know where that hotel would be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We have to connect. But yeah, Pride was fun. I really enjoyed it this year. We just did a lot of bar hopping. Of course, we started out at the Abbey and then trekked. My partner and I also met up with my best friend and his group of friends. And just made a big night of it. Lots of alcohol, lots of, in my case, marijuana. Lots of fun bitchiness. but I had a really good time. I had too good of a time. I was saying before our show, when we got back to our hotel at like whatever midnight or something, I was double fisting a chili cheeseburger and Taco Bell, and I woke up praying to the porcelain god. So
I'm sorry.
Not praying.
So
okay.
I'm like, babe, we gotta go now. So we checked out at 6:30 in the morning.
Not the studio audience.
I can't stand y'all. Ask what you do for Pride Month.
I was gonna go to there's a little Pride event happening like near my area, but it was just so freaking hot. I couldn't handle it. So I just been watching like some of my favorite movies, like Death Drop Gorgeous. Like that's a must watch for me. To our listeners, if you have yet to watch Death Drop Gorgeous, you are missing out, and take your asses over to Tubi or Shudder and watch it now.
It's the best.
It is. Yeah. And I always fangirl over this whole cast and crew, but they're just doing a damn thing. But yeah, so like everyone from Monster Makeup, like huge shout out to them, and keep on doing the damn thing. They're behind Death Drop Gorgeous and Saint Drago. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. Drago, one of those. But that's the latest feature film that was just released this year, and I had the chance to see it, and that movie was beautiful, and I can't wait for everyone else to see it.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the name of that movie again?
Saint Drago.
Saint Drago.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's pronounced Drago or Drago or Drogo.
I think I say Drago just because that was the bad guy from Rocky. So, like, that's yeah. The easiest way I can pronounce it.
Okay, because I remember you mentioning it before. I want to check it out.
The film is still like making its way around like events and festivals. I know it premiered at Salem Horror Fest a couple months ago, and since I couldn't make it out, the amazing crew sent me the screener, and it was so damn good. I just love it so much.
As you kind of hinted towards what you've been watching, Devin, have you watched anything of note?
I have.
Would
Well, and
you
it,
share?
I think. No, I watched 28 Days and 28 Weeks Later last week. I haven't seen either in a really long time. And
Back to
damn
back.
it. Yeah. And damn it, those movies hold up really well.
Weren't we supposed to get another one, or was that just a rumor?
28 months
It's
later.
supposedly in the works, but I
At
don't know
this
how
point, they're
firm.
gonna use some Marvel de-aging to make this possible. Or I guess they could just go with a new set of people.
Pretty much, yeah. But I also watched a movie called, and I spoke about this on Twitter, called The Watermelon Woman. And it's
Yes.
not a horror movie, but it is a indie queer film from the mid 90s. And I've always been aware of it, but I just never, I don't know why I never watched it. It always just sort of went over my radar for some reason. But the story follows a queer black independent filmmaker who sets out to tell the story of like a maid type character from an old black and white film that she came across, and just the stumble in which she's going into discovering this woman. It's actually really, really good, and I miss that era of indie filmmaking from the mid 90s. So I highly recommend that. And I also recommend a horror movie that does not have any gay element to it is The Fly 2 from, I think, 89 with Eric Stoltz and Daphne Zuniga.
Wow.
It doesn't hold a candle to the 86 version, but it's it's a lot better than I ever thought it would be. It's
I've
actually.
noticed that's because like that's starting to get like a research some type of resurgence.
Oh, really? Oh,
'Cause
cool.
I've noticed more and more people like on social media are talking about that movie. And I'm like, am I missing something?
Oh, I had no idea.
See, I look at this film as in like Daphne just came from Spaceballs and this is what she landed. And Eric failed at Back to the Future and this is what he landed. Just saying.
It was a good I think it was a pretty worthy follow-up to the original film. I mean, it's a very flawed film, but because I got on this weird Fly tangent last week where I was just doing a deep dive on all of the Fly movies, including like the original three from the 50s and 60s. So I don't know, I've been a little obsessed with the franchise as of late for some weird reason.
Let me ask you this. If you were to make your own remake, prequel, sequel, third entry, do you have any ideas as to how you would do it?
Good question, and I actually have not thought about that. But I would assume, you know, it'd be kind of cool if it's a third installment, and the Fly subject, so, and I don't know how they would do this, is like with children, maybe like a whole class of kids.
What?
Yeah, why
Ooh.
not? Turn kids into killer flies.
You think the world
That's
is ready
actually
for
an
that?
interesting take.
I mean, I'd be down for it, but
Well, I feel like anti-vaxxers would lose their shit.
oh, so even better. Let's do it then.
Our Hollywood agenda.
Our Hollywood woke agenda.
Right. I did look up 28 months later. Apparently, it's still going. They have a poster developed for it, and Cillian Murphy is prized to return.
Oh,
Good.
with Danny Boyle at the helm. No ETA.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially in wake of COVID, like, you could really have something going here.
Yeah.
Or post-COVID. That's what people say, post-COVID. We're still in it. I, on the other hand, have not really watched anything. I've been moving for the past week and a half. I did manage to go see Spider-Man yesterday in the theaters.
Oh, I saw it yesterday in theaters, too!
Oh, my gosh. Twinsies. Devin?
I did not. I watched Housewives. How was it? So I want to see it.
In all honesty, I think three things. One, Marvel, the MCU, could learn a lot from Sony's team and Amy Pascal as to how to conduct multiple characters and a platform that's suggestible for fans. Because you literally see hundreds of Spider-Men, but you're not just like left with the, oh, why did you see this character? Why did you see that character? They chose the right ones to focus on for various reasons.
And they said it took a whole year for that whole sequence.
I believe it. There's so much going on and so much detail. And I'm just like, wow. And then two, I didn't want it to end. It was really good. Spoiler alert for people who don't know, but it's part of a planned trilogy. So I knew it wasn't going to be satisfying in any aspect of getting a result. But I was just like, oh, this is it. It's already been 2 hours. Wow. This sucks.
Yeah,
I
end up dozing off for like 10 seconds. So I need to, I might need to go and rewatch it, but I mean, just like you, Gray, like I wanted more. I was like at the edge of my seat, like, oh my gosh, this shit is so good. Like, what else is gonna happen? And the way it ended, I was just like,
yeah. There's one thing that happens in it that makes me think we're gonna get a live action Miles. Because we see a version of Aaron Davis, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover, live-action character as the Prowler, which they hinted to in Spider-Man Far From Home, that never got to become the Prowler. So if there's a live-action Prowler within this film, as well as Tobey Maguire and Tom Holland,
Andrew.
Yeah, so they implemented those live-action people, so there has to be a live-action Miles that we're going to see. Even when they did the Lego bit, did you see that part?
Oh, yeah. I was up for that.
I was like, you wouldn't think that would work, but it did. And I'm sure they relied on the people who did Lego Movie for the animation and how it would work, but it was smooth. Even when that Spider-Man put his mask on, I was like, yeah. So, highly recommend if you haven't seen it. The only other thing I got to see was Flamin' Hot on Hulu.
Oh, that's in my queue.
I'm going to say this. It is not a strong or great movie by any means. Ava Longoria, you did a great job for your directorial debut. Was it good? Not really. However, I would encourage everyone to see this because stories from people of color who have contributed to history need to be told, even if the storytelling isn't that great.
Okay.
Like, it's not compelling. There's nothing that makes you want to keep watching. And that could be just the way his life really played out, and that's fine as well. Mm-hmm. I would still say, everyone go watch it.
Okay.
Okay. And I love how, because I follow him on TikTok, yes, but the little boy Bryce Gonzalez, he's in a movie, and then he's in Lopez versus Lopez. I'm like, look at him. I'm so proud good. Of him.
Yeah, I really think that, you know, him able to, like, make a career out of something him and his father did for fun before his passing is, like, great.
Mm-hmm.
And he can support his family.
Yeah,
and it's like he is so talented. Yeah, like my favorite clip. I'm sorry, like railing off to another subject, but like when he was doing the scene from the Temptations movie, and he was playing David Ruffin, I was like, this boy is too good. I can't.
Yeah, the way he's even able to tap into mature characters like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like he captures it, and he's not, to an extent, he's emulating. But a lot of kids can't even do that. So it's like, I think he's going to be something to watch later. I mean, he already is.
Yeah. That's good. I definitely want to see that movie.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
I'll temper my expectations.
Well, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know how the story could have been. Like, I would have to read an autobiography to, like, compare, like, how it could have been better. Because, mm-hmm. obviously, it's based on a true story, so it can't be, but so much spectacular. Like, there's an African-American there that is instrumental to this guy getting his start. But it's like, is this magical Negro, or did this really happen? Like, it toes the line of, like, that's a trope. But you're saying this really happened, and that's cool if it did. I mean, I have to assume it did.
Okay.
I feel bad saying that. And it's Dennis Haysbert, or Haysbert, you know, the
All-State guy.
Yeah, you say it so much better.
Say it again, Devin.
All-State.
Oh.
Yes.
I want my money next time.
But yeah, why did I forget his name? Richard Montoya, I want to say his name was. It's a character that is centered around Montañez. Sorry, I had to look it up. And please forgive me if I'm mispronouncing that. I do not have great accents. Or good accent, period. Anyway, moving on to our main event, the 2023 film, or at least released publicly, Swallowed. And when I first saw this film, there was something, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, there was something that made me instantly look up to see who the director was, and I was not disappointed. I didn't know it was going to be that person, but I'm talking about Carter Smith, who directed The Ruins, and I was like, oh, this whole film makes sense, or the part of this film that I saw makes sense.
Oh! And he did Midnight Kiss!
Yes, he did.
Oh! Mind blown!
He also did, his first feature, it was a short film called Bug Crush. I encourage everyone to check it out on YouTube, but it's a really interesting, and I would say precursor to Swallowed.
Okay.
They're okay. Very, I had to look to see if they were even supposed to be linked as a story, and they're not, but they're definitely companion pieces for sure.
I'll have to check that out.
Well, shit. It all makes sense now because, I mean, he worked with Jenna Malone, and she's in this movie too, so. Oh.
You know,
okay.
I'm not sure what Jenna Malone has been up to lately, but I would preemptively say I could watch her in anything.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Anything she's in, I'm in. Like, I'm tuned in. One of my favorite movies of all times is Saved.
Yep.
And I just love her.
She was so good in this movie. So good. I did not like Jenna Malone. For some reason, she was one of those actors who I actively didn't like. And they didn't do anything wrong. Like, she's a great actress. I just, you know, like a Shamar Moore. Like, you know.
A Shamar Moore? What did he do to you?
Oh, gosh. She's so annoying.
Is the way he was dancing on Soul Train?
Oh, just
Oh,
oh,
God.
everything about him. Like, look, did you see how he crashed the stage at the new Matt Rife comedy?
Matt Rife show, yeah.
Oh, he was drunk.
Get off the stage, sir. But that's kind of how I felt about Janelle Monáe until
Get off the
Saved.
stage, sir.
But that's how I felt about Janelle Monáe until Saved. And Saved is one of my favorites. And she's so good in that. And just like that, she has more to work
You didn't like her in Stepmom?
No.
That's like the first film I remember her name in.
That, Donnie Darko.
What?
I just like, who is this girl? I just did, like, I don't know why.
Really?
But I love her now.
Really?
Like, I want to have lunch with her, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you really didn't like her in Donnie Darko? I can't, I'm sorry, I can't move past this.
Did you even like Donnie Darko?
I like Jake Gyllenhaal and James Duvall.
Oh my God.
I like
Wow.
Donnie Darko. I
Okay.
like saying I like Donnie Darko, but if I'm being honest, I don't totally get that movie. I never did. It was a little confusing. So it was like more just like whatever. Like it's something you said it was cool back in the day, and I just it's not that cool. Like Inception. I'm going on a tangent right now. Let's get back to Swallow.
I can't believe you just try to drag Inception and move on.
Oh gosh, I hate Inception.
Oh
We're talking about the Christopher Nolan movie, right?
no.
Yes.
Fuck that
The
movie.
Oppenheimer himself.
It's so like why it's just it's a pretentious movie. It's a pretentious movie. And it's a film that I saw the very first time. I enjoyed it. I saw it the second time. I said there's way too much style over substance. I didn't care for it. Y'all want my Blu-ray? I can give it to you. I'll just give it to y'all. I don't want it.
Oh,
Shit.
okay.
I'm
Would
sorry.
you watch? Did you watch S. Darko, where it follows Samantha?
I actually did like S. Darko. I did enjoy S. Darko, but only because it had Elizabeth Berkley in it from Saved by the Bell.
She played Trudy. Yep.
Yeah. But I can't say it was a good
Oh.
movie.
So that. This is the tangent that I'm going to continue us on. Sorry. So, like, my Packers come in for my move, and he's looking at my house is half horror, half bourbon, right?
I love it.
He's looking at all the horror stuff. He's like, "Oh my God." He's like, "You ever seen this film?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's right there on the shelf." "You ever seen this film?" I was like, "Yeah, it's right. Just pack the shelf, and then you could, cut all these questions." But he was like, he really enjoyed like bouncing stuff off my mind. And at one point, we just got into like the different kills between in Nightmare on Elm Street franchise.
Ooh.
And I never realized that we've never talked about that. And I think we should one day have an episode of just ranking Nightmare on Elm Street kills.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, I'm down. I was gonna say, like, we like swallowed, but like we can do that instead. I'm just kidding, but what plan? Like for real, I
Oh
really like that idea.
sorry, I just derailed this whole show.
No, that is such a good idea. Because yeah, why haven't we
Right.
discussed Nightmare on Elm Street in depth? That seems odd.
I know, that's what I was saying. Like, as this guy's like drilling me, I'm like, why haven't I talked about this with my real friends? Like, I don't even know you. I'm paying you to be here. Don't gaslight me, sir. Anyway, back to Swallow. Also written by Carter Smith, starring Cooper Cook, Jenna Malone, Mark Patton.
Yeah, I love Mark in this movie. One of the lines he said, I have it in my notes. It had me so weak. But I love Mark Patton.
I love seeing him in a role like this because it's
Me
like
too. Yep.
half deranged, half rugged.
Yeah. I didn't expect, I mean, I don't know. I know Mark Patton is a good actor because we've seen him act before, but that was like 40 years ago. So, and I know he's done some acting recently, and I haven't had a chance to check it out yet. But I believe a lot of the, but I think some of those were like more lower budget films, and you know, so I didn't really have a lot of faith. When I saw his performance in this, I said, "Oh, he came to play."
Yep, he's in an Amityville movie, so.
Oh. Well, he has bills. He got bills to pay too, so you know.
That was pre-COVID. That was, I don't know how he got talked into that. I didn't watch it. I turned it on and I turned it off.
I tried.
Amityville, evil never dies.
I said, y'all can do better than this.
Okay. Once again, back to Swallowed. I swear the film is not actually bad. Devin, you want to give us a summary
Yes.
of the premise?
Sure. So Swallow follows two friends, Benjamin and Dom, as they're celebrating one night in a bar. They're celebrating Benjamin's last night in town before he leaves for LA to become a porn star. His friend Dom, who, and it's interesting to point out because it sort of plays into the story. Benjamin is gay. Dom is, his sexuality isn't straight up identified, but it's implied that he's either bisexual or pansexual, but definitely more of a living like a straight lifestyle, for lack of a better term. Like, I think he has a girlfriend. But they're celebrating one night at the bar, and then Dom tells Ben, "Hey, I want to give you a going away present. I have extra cash for you, but I just have to make this run." And this run consists of from transporting drugs. This is where they meet Jenna Malone, who is a very terrifying drug enforcer, drug trafficker. And she forces them to swallow these packets of drugs. But of course, what they swallow is not what they think it is. And that's where the story picks off.
Ooh, hello,
And
Dom.
can I get behind the wheel of Shady Bus real quick and just say, I am so glad someone from the cast of They Them got work afterwards.
Right?
Wait a minute, who was it? They, no.
Cooper
Benjamin.
was.
Was he? I thought he looked familiar.
Yeah, that was like as soon as he came on screen, I was like, I know that face. He played Stu.
See, I try to erase that movie from my memory, but yeah, I kept looking at him. I was like, I know him. What I know him from?
I think everyone's gonna know Jose Colon from this movie.
Hello. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And this is his first movie. I don't know if he's an actor, or because he doesn't really have anything lined up on his IMDb. But he's they're both very they're both hot.
Yes, they are.
I like how you struggled to find another word to say there. You're like, no, they're hot.
They're hot, yeah.
You know what I was so focused on about him is that he kind of has a neck tattoo that I don't mind. I find that so many people put some version of a moth or a butterfly on their neck that I hate all neck tattoos, but his is kind of like more sternum than neck, which, and it's like a, I think it's an agave plant. I can't tell. Some type of flower, right? And I was like, that is way better looking than most other people's neck tattoos.
He just, ooh. That's all I can say.
You know, it's funny. I like the fact that this movie, both of these guys are very attractive, but they're not, I think, the typical kind of conventional attractiveness you would typically find in these films. I guess it could be argued that Cooper Kotch is, who plays Benjamin. He does
Are
sort of
you?
have this all-American look, but Jose Calan is not the
Hey,
type of what?
let me just throw these two words out to you.
Okay.
No. Three, four words, modern day Billy and Stu. Can you not see it?
Ooh.
No.
No?
No.
I can.
Wait, do you mean looks wise or like dynamic?
Looks wise.
Oh.
No?
No. You see it, Ash?
I can actually see it. Like, if we were supposed to, if we were get to have Scream reimagined in today's time, yes, I can see them too.
Okay. Maybe it's
Oh
just
yeah, I
me.
could definitely
I
see
mean,
it.
and if you think about it, Jose's bi pansexual thing kind of fits Billy. We all know
I can
Stu was
see him more
gay.
as a stew.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess, I don't
Stop.
know, because I see Stu as such a follower, and I didn't think either one of these guys was a follower. But you
Well,
guys
then
are
how
talking
can they
more
followers?
looks-wise.
Well, and modern day, like the characters can update and evolve.
Okay.
I'm gonna come back with a pitch at the
Well, the action really picks up because they have so long to have the drugs go through their system and come out the other end. They make a stop at a public restroom, and Dom is attacked by some fucking redneck who punches him in the stomach. And this is actually where the terror begins, because some of the drugs are starting to come out, and there is this pressure on making sure that the sacs, when they come out of the body, are not punctured or, they're not compromised at all.
Can
Did
we
you
talk about
get
how they had to ingest that?
Oh, gosh.
Y'all, so these drugs, or I'm sorry, bugs, were inside condoms.
Right.
And they had to literally swallow the condoms. Because they can't keep it in their shoe. They had to make sure that the drugs weren't seen because they have to cross the border to Canada to deliver it. So
And
they
they had to be
done
at a
both
certain temperature as well.
temperature, yes. So just think, bugs in a condom tied up. That's not little. That is like a half dollar size.
Yeah.
And they had to swallow.
And the thing is, when they
Now,
swallow the drugs, they don't even, they just think it's drugs, like cocaine or I don't know what people ingest. They don't realize that it's not drugs until the first sack comes out of Dom and they realize that
yeah,
something's amiss.
I'm not well versed in drugs, but I was pretty sure cocaine and heroin are white. So this yellow packet of whatever, I was very lost on. Have you guys ever seen Maria Full of Grace? It's an indie film from the
Oh, I
early
can't.
aughts.
No.
I've seen it.
Well, the condom swallowing thing reminded me of that. I was like, oh, I've seen this before. I mean, they cut it and made it cleaner. And they spent time really showing how to turn a condom into a carrying case. But anyway, it made me remember that. I might watch that tonight.
Marie, it looks so sad.
Was compelling. Like, I just had to know how this was going to get worse or better for her. Streaming right now on Max, if you guys have that.
Okay.
But no,
Side note
I
about
just
Max. I actually
it's
like Max more than HBO Max. Like
I
the
like it too
interf
because you get everything.
everything and interface is so much easier. Like it's faster or something.
I have been addicted to 90 Day Fiancé for the past 2 weeks.
So, how far did you get into Swallow?
35 minutes and 28 seconds.
Okay, so, Ash, what did you think of the bathroom scene? I guess like when the guys are attacked by that fucking redneck guy.
I was just like, here we go. Like, I was just waiting for it, but it was intense because I'm losing my voice. Like, with Dom, he's trying to go number two so he get this thing out of him. Because, like, that's money right there. So it's like he has to deal with that, and then he has to deal with this piece of shit trucker. And I'm so glad that they didn't go the route of like bashing one of the characters, because I would have had to like turn off the movie, because I'm not all that shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you there. I like that it was just a catalyst for the movie to start, but not so much like the the negative light that we need?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. He's just going to slash their tires. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, too, because it's sort of like, what's interesting about this movie being classified as not only a horror movie, but also a body horror movie, was that they use like a lot of real life elements to make, to really accentuate the horror. So like in this situation, two guys at a rest stop is usually a, it's something some gentlemen do for sexual activity. And so when we saw the trucker come in with this aggressive demeanor, at first I thought he was going to try to hook up with one of the two guys. But like this setting was actually used, like you say, Grace, not only as a catalyst for the movie, but also it sort of subverted your expectations of the type of horror that would go down in this setting with these specific characters. And you see once he's punched how much agony Dom is in. So you know that something else is going on. It's more than just the drugs. Like he's also like hallucinating probably at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume.
Well,
yeah. No, we're gonna say.
Can we? I didn't know if we could just talk about the dick in the room yet, or were we gonna wait about the dick? Because prosthetic or not, that was impressive.
I'm pretty sure that was prosthetic because it stayed hard and girthy throughout the entire movie.
It was beautiful.
Well, even when he was flaccid, it was kind of like long and hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. I was sitting on the couch with a smile on my face, like yes.
I'm still in Brian. So I'm so happy that like we're in an era now where like male nudity is embraced in movies and not for like comic relief or to make the audience uncomfortable or something like that. It's just there.
Right.
Yeah. And I've been saying this for a while now, like we need more male nudity.
Yeah.
Like why is it always just up to women? Why do women have to be the main ones that have to show off everything?
Yeah. Yeah, women shouldn't only be the ones sexualized. And also, I'm also for bringing nudity back in horror movies. Like, I feel like there's been, like, a lack of nudity in a lot of movies, mainstream movies. So it's just welcome to feel like an adult sometimes when you're watching these movies.
Well, you know, some people are like, oh, no, I cannot. I would never.
I mean, if you think about how much people can make off just feet pics. It's like, men should get some of that market share, too. Someone needs to buy my dirty socks. Let me buy a condo. Just saying.
Is that your 5-year plan?
If there's a market for it, sign me up tomorrow.
Right?
All my socks come from Big and Tall, guys.
I don't think anybody wants to see my feet. So.
I do need a pedicure. I realized that when I came back from Costa Rica. I digress.
My feet are so ticklish. I cannot get a pedicure. I almost kicked the girl in the face the only time I got a pedicure.
Oh, are you ticklish?
I am extremely ticklish with my feet. It's so annoying.
Have you tried the fish pedicures?
With the little fish nibbling at your feet?
No. I think they have one in Vegas, and I saw it last time I was there, but I was on my way out. Like next time I'm back, I want to do this.
Yeah, I got it done in London one time. I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, PETA probably doesn't think so, but I thought so.
Did you guys hear Pete Davidson's voicemail? Yes. He left a PETA.
I thought
He should.
Yeah.
I thought it was great because it was so not what you expect from a comedian's response to be.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, hey, you should feel like an asshole because you're an asshole, but without singing, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
I loved it. And then I don't know who leaked it, but that's even better.
Well, speaking of dicks, there are plenty in this movie. That was a nice segue, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Thank you, Ash. Thank you. I feel so proud. So Mark Patton returns in horror for this movie. How did you guys like Mark Patton's character? And his performance.
I loved him in this movie and the character. It was, because, I mean, I have not seen much of his other, like, his previous work, so I wasn't sure if it's, like, oh, if it's comedic, or he's being an antagonist, or, like, what type of role he was playing. But seeing him in this type of role, where he's just, like, yes, he's the antagonist, but at the same time, you kind of feel bad for him, but at the same time, you want to slap him. Like, you're, like, rooting for our boys. But I really enjoy him in this role.
Yeah, I thought he did really, really well. It was, you know, a wonderfully, darkly comedic, or camp. I don't want to say campy. I don't want to use the word campy, but it was definitely sort of like a slightly over the top performance.
I definitely agree with the word dark.
Yeah.
Because the character was dark. Because you're like, oh, he ain't gonna do nothing. You're like, oh shit, never mind.
Yeah, he's very callous, very cold.
And he goes like back and forth. Yeah. Like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type shit.
And it's funny because Jenna Malone is set up as the initial antagonist. And she's genuinely terrifying. And then you see her interact with Mark Patton, who's essentially her boss in the movie. And then just the shift of anger or the shift in energy between Jenna and then Mark Patton's character is just so loud in the movie. And then Jenna also becomes a little bit more protective of Benjamin and Dom once Mark Patton's character becomes involved. She's like, they're just kids. And he takes no mercy on them whatsoever.
But he does, like, you can tell that he developed an attraction towards Ben.
Yeah.
Like, his whole demeanor changed. He's like, oh, well, hello. I can make you some spaghetti. You hungry? You want a drink? I got Chardonnay. I got whiskey. I got this. I got that. I'm like,
he ordered well, shit.
Here, go take a bath. I got bath salts.
Right. And what I love, too, is that Benjamin, who is in the pursuit of becoming a porn star, uses his sexuality,
yes!
and uses his body to sort of offset Mark Patton and avenge his friend, who at this point has passed. We kind of skipped over that, but he uses it to sort of to foil Mark Patton's plan, and it works. I thought it was a really, really good use of, or commentary on, what I thought was commentary on how industries that use our bodies can go one way or the other. So in this case, the porn industry is not looked down on. It's not judged. But the industry in which the drug trafficking, because he has to put in his body, that is, of course, the dark spot in this movie. I don't know if I said all that right.
And I love, like, when Ben does, like, kind of, he's in survival mode, and he does, like when he's in the bathtub, and he, like, lifts his head from the water, and he does, like, that little smirk on his face.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, shit's about to go down. Like, his whole demeanor, he's like, okay, let me go ahead and work it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm like, you're gonna go far. You got a big future ahead of you.
So, like, would you classify this movie as horror, Ash?
I'm struggling with that because that's kind of one of my cons about the movie.
Yeah.
Is it full-blown horror? I would not say that, but it is some type of, it is, like, on, like, in that genre, it's some type of horror. I don't know how to describe it, but it's.
I think it falls into body horror, which doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, someone can get hit by a car today and lose their leg tomorrow. Not in that order, but, you know, it doesn't have to be a Terrifier 2.
What you trying to say about Terrifier 2? I'm just kidding.
Can't wait for part 3.
I know.
Not streaming.
But, yeah, so, like, I'm jumping ahead of myself, but like one of my cons about this movie, like when I first read about it, like saw the trailer, I was like, oh shit, we about to get the really nasty body horror movie. Like, I am ready. And then like watching this movie, I'm like, yeah, it is body horror, but I was kind of expecting more. Especially when like you find out like the drugs that they took were bugs. I was ready to see like a bug slither out somewhere, like some body part, something like that.
Yeah, it's I would definitely put it in the body horror category, and I would even put in maybe Isolation, thriller, maybe not horror, but definitely thriller. I will say I would put it in the. You know, I could definitely see it, like, on Shudder. Like, it's like you said, Ash, it's not a straight-up horror movie, but there's definitely a lot of horror elements. The part that made me scream so hard is the scene and where Ben has to pull the drugs out of Don.
Yeah.
And it's you don't see anything on screen. You just see a lot of reactions, and you hear what's happening, so it allows you to create what's happening in your own mind. And that was absolutely... Oof. Like, I had a physical reaction to that.
Wow.
But,
yeah.
But like, I do wish they had, like, I do wish they had gone further with the body horror element and, like, what was happening to Jose or Don.
He was going through it in this movie. I felt so bad.
Now, do you think
this movie kind of made me... Go ahead, sorry.
You go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, this movie, like, no lie, I teared up a little bit.
How come? Oh, because of what Dom was going
through? It was sad. Mm. Especially, like, towards, like, when we're finally in, like, the ending of the movie. And just, like, see, so, okay, so... Dom finally, like, confessed to Ben that he loves him. Like, yeah, even though he's dated females in the past, he's like, that don't matter. Like, I'm in love with you. Like, you're always, like, person. Yeah, you're my person. So it's like, when he, like, they're in this situation, Dom's, like, in this like, state where, he, like, you know he's not going to be able to make it through. So, like, they finally, like, confess their love, and they have, like, their first kiss, and, like, Dom passes, and you're just like, ugh. And then, like, at the end, like, where Ben makes it, he carries Dom's body into the water, and he, like, cleans his body, and I'm just like, but it was just heartbreaking.
I mean, that's definitely the strength of this movie, too, is it's so well acted and so well cast, and all these characters have chemistry, especially Benjamin Dom. And you really, really root for their survival and their relationship.
Yeah. I was feeling it.
Yeah.
In my guts. But but yeah, because like Don was just like excuse me. But he was just like he was sad that his friend was moving, but like he want to make sure like his friend was still doing all right. So that's like why this whole drug deal came about. Cause like, well, yeah, you said they set you up with like an apartment and this and that, but they're going to want their money back. So I got you this. I'm doing all this so that way you'll have money so you don't have to rely on others. I was just like, you're such a good person.
Yeah. You could tell that they were a very supportive relationship.
Yeah.
They cared about one another. I would love to see a story just about those two, but that's not this movie.
Like a prequel leading up to why he was leaving to become a porn star?
Yeah. Because what's interesting about this movie, this is what actually kind of freaked me out a bit, was the fact that all of this is a very tight movie. It's I think, an hour and a half, 93 minutes long. There's no dead weight in this movie. Once it starts, it keeps going. So... within the first 10 minutes, we were already in gear with what's happening. There was no way that Benjamin could have gotten out. Actually, Ben or Dom could have gotten out of the predicament that they're in, which was so terrifying to me. What was something that you weren't a big fan of that you saw, Gray?
Well, I don't know if there's a payoff or not, but I don't like that this trucker redneck character just got away. I would have loved to have seen him. Like, I don't know.
Get one of those condoms shoved up his ass, or maybe a
bug. Yeah, I was trying to think of a way that would work. Like, it comes out, like, he punches him, and then he throws one back up, and the guy grabs it, thinking it's drugs. And then, like, in an epilogue, we see what happens to him.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah. Me too.
So, Ash, would you recommend this movie to other people?
I would. I don't know how I would say without, like, spoiling. I want people to definitely see this movie, but I don't want them to get their hopes up high for, like, an extreme type of body horror. Mm-hmm. Because, like, when you see, like, when you think of body horror, like, you think about some, like, these well-known films, like, The Fly and all that stuff, like, that's pretty extreme. Like, that's, like, gooey and all types of fun shit right there. But this movie, you're not going to get all that. Like, you might get some slimage in some scenes, but it's not, like, all up in your face.
Right.
This is a pretty damn good movie. You really care for the characters. Like you said, there's, like, no dull moments. My only gripe was that I was kind of expecting more of the body horror element in this movie for it to be a body horror movie. But, and I was also so curious about, I guess it was actually pretty well done, how they go into the whole, what are these things? Where do they come from? Like, what's the purpose of them? Like, yeah. They gave us, like, a little snippet of it. Like, they didn't go, like, well into details.
Mm-hmm. It was enough to know for us to just get a little terrified. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed that. But other than that, that's all I have to say. I really enjoyed this movie. And like you said, it's like a Shudder film. I can actually see it on Shudder. Hell, I can actually see it on Screenbox TV. Mm-hmm. Screenbox is actually doing pretty damn good right now, so I wouldn't mind seeing them getting, like, their hands on this.
Mm-hmm. Do you like them better than Shudder?
Before, no, I was like, oh, Shudder is so much better, because when I had Screenbox, it was like when they were first starting out, like, they were still trying to get their foot in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, majority of these movies I can watch on Tubi. But, like, now they're starting to get, like, oh, here's a Screenbox exclusive. Here's this and that. I'm like, okay, Screenbox. And they already got dibs on Terrifier 3.
Oh, so nice.
Yes. So I'm like, okay, y'all do the damn thing. Shit.
I think there's something for months now. Like, just, I don't know what it is with Shudder. But I probably watch 2 movies a month on Shudder, if that.
Same.
Yeah.
And it's not like they did anything to personally bother me, but it just didn't work out, dog.
Well, it's just some of the offerings. It's a lot of, they go through spills. Sometimes they add a lot of foreign horror films or international horror films, and then sometimes they add a bunch of classic stuff from the early 70s. So I think it just depends what you want. Unfortunately, they haven't added a whole lot lately that I've liked, but I'm waiting for that day soon.
Yeah, I think if they could figure out a way to broker deals to keep comfort movies, and I don't even mean, like, you know, the big franchises like Friday, Halloween, or whatever, but like Troll 2, House, Night of the Demons, Return of the Living Dead. You know, if those things were just staples where you could, or if they just made a classic station, and even if it changed monthly, like, you know, it's like, oh, I really want to see this Troma movie. Tromeo and Juliet, how about that? Or Revenge of the Killer Tomatoes. And you just know where to go within there to get that programming.
See, right now I'm looking at Screenbox's offerings, and they have a lot more stuff right now that I would watch over what's on Shudder.
Yeah, they upped the game. They've gotten better within the past couple of months. I'll give them that for sure.
Interesting. Okay.
But yeah, I'm struggling too with like the whole Shudder, just like you, Gray. Like I probably watch between 1 to 3 movies a month on Shudder if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
But what was that on Twitter? One of my friends, he like brought up a question, which we touched on with our last episode, or like one or two episodes ago. But like, you know, you have Joe Bob, who does like the drive-in. It's like, maybe we could bring in some new blood. Maybe we could get some like another show going. Like, what would it take to get something else on Shudder? I'm like, see, I'm like, more and more people are starting to notice. Like, you can still be a diehard Joe Bob fan, but still want something new.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, so, I think that's where Shudder needs to evolve, right? Is they need personalities and not just Joe Bob. Nothing against Joe Bob again, and I said that emphatically on the other episode. But, like, you need more personalities to stand out from the other streaming people. Because I'm not sure if you guys watched the Fangoria Awards.
Oh my gosh, don't get me started. To me.
And I just like, I don't understand why it ended up like this.
How? I didn't watch it. Like, did he do a sweep?
No, Black Phone did a sweep.
It did?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I like Black Phone, but over Tariff, like, okay.
Yeah. Right. It was just like, it was just very boring this year. Like, I feel like last year's show was much more fun. It was better. But this year, yeah. I was sitting on the couch. I was like, that's it. It was very lackluster.
It was a weird mix of production value because I liked how they transitioned from red carpet to the main show, like the little skit or vignette, if you will. But then, like, why did you have a red carpet if, like, everyone's just going to, like, a green room or something? Like, there wasn't an actual audience there.
But was there an audience last year?
No, last year it was COVID, but it was, like, I think people pre-recorded stuff. Or it wasn't COVID, but, like...
I don't know, but yeah, it was just very lackluster this year.
And apparently, Devin couldn't even be bothered to watch it, so...
Apparently no.
you did miss out, so...
I think I saw one part where... Was there a sequence where, like, the award of the Amityville franchise or something?
Yes. Okay, that was actually funny. I like that.
Okay. I had it, like, in the background, but I wasn't really watching. But,
I was like, that's all Brother Ghoulish's fault.
But, well, Gray, from what you saw, do you want to rank Swallowed, or do you not want to do that just yet?
I don't want to do it just yet, but I'll give it, I'm going to go continue it right now for sure. Like, it was compelling enough to where it's like, yeah, I'm going to finish this for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think out of 5 bags of
bugs,
I would give it 3.5.
Oh, that's a lot of prophylactics.
Yeah. Which say you, Ash?
I wonder what brand condoms that was. But
the flavored kind.
No wonder it was slimy. Yeah, I'm leaning towards 3.5.
Yeah.
I really like this movie. If it were to become available on physical media, I'll definitely buy it.
Yeah, I agree. It's also just as a gay person, it's kind of refreshing seeing a gay horror film or watching a gay horror film that's not. I don't know, with characters who can be taken seriously, a serious horror film, I guess, instead of a spoof or you know, something that's an honor of. As much as I love those films, it's just happy to have something different. So,
and you know, I'm just glad that we're getting more and more queer horror films.
Yes.
Yeah. Doesn't matter Devin, what kind it point. Is, but.
Oh yeah. Go. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, Devin just brought up a good point. Like, that's a horrific thing that happened to two people that happen to have different sexuality than we're used to seeing visualized. But it's not a sticking point for the whole film.
No.
Like, it's no different than any other horror movie where the main principal characters can be in love or someone could be a sex worker. It doesn't matter the gender of that person.
Right. And I love
or shouldn't like this... matter.
Yeah, right. Like this movie, like they actually praise like being a porn star.
Yeah, there's no judgment.
It's a career, right? It's a career.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's your dream. That's what you want to do. There you go.
And he didn't have an ego about it. Like that one line he says is like, "People will stand in line to meet me." Like that just sounds crazy.
Yeah, I love that. And like we said earlier, he used what he got to survive.
In the words of Degrassi, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Do they use that same theme like all seasons?
They switched it up.
Okay, good. I don't know. I was excited about that, but yeah. Hey, they have a new Degrassi coming out, right?
No.
I thought I read HBO Max was doing a Degrassi.
Yeah, they were. They got rid of it. They canceled it.
Oh, they did? Why?
Yeah. Bunch of hoes.
Yeah, why?
Why'd they cancel?
They just dropped it. It was like during a time where HBO Max dropped, what was it, Batgirl that they were going to release?
Oh, okay.
It was like during all of that mess, and they're like, y'all can forget about Degrassi too.
So rude.
Now, I wonder if it had anything to do with just obtaining the rights from Canada and HBO thought they owned something that would allow them to have it.
I don't know, because like, they have the Next Generation on there. But, yeah, this was going to be like a whole different, like, it was going to be a whole new generation. There was like no premise or anything. I know, like, they were going to start casting, like, they were putting, like, casting calls and everything. They're like, oh, we're going to start production this month, and HBO Max was like, nope.
Not anymore.
We're going to give you more 90 Day Fiancé.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
Ash, how many bugs? You said you gave it 3.5. That's right.
3.5 bugs.
3.5 bugs. Well, I enjoy this movie. I really, really enjoy this movie. Carter Smith is becoming one of my favorite directors, or a director that I'm looking forward to seeing their work, because he hasn't done anything I don't like. My only criticism with this movie is it could have been a little bit more body horror-ish, but other than that, I thought it was a great, great film.
Yeah, like, looking at the cover art for this, I was like, oh, we're going to get a slug coming out of his throat?
Yeah.
Well, Gray, where can the people find you?
They can find me on social media at Gray himself. That's G-R-A-E himself. For all things social media.
Yay. And Ash, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Ash to Ashes. That's Ash with the X in the middle. Ashes. And my show, Rise with the Dead Podcast, is on a little hiatus, but we're going to be back very soon doing some Tribeca Festival coverage. So stay tuned.
Go ahead. And you can find me at I Need You Jesse and on Instagram and Twitter. All one word.
I Need You Jesse.
I love it. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
exhibit. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Devin.
What?
It's your show.
Is it?
You picked it?
Oh, shit. Okay, well, welcome back.
Sorry.
This is so ghetto. Ash, you have to take this part out.
I mean, if you want me to host, I'll host, but I thought it, since it's Pride, it was you.
You host, and I'll, like, be that annoying second co-lead. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can't wait to get to the water cooler and talk about your ass. Oh,